morning. Welcome in once again to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning and welcome in again. How are we doing today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. As we've got kids as our focus for today's show. What are we talking about?
Well, I thought I'd talk about teaching kids. You know, so many people are doing remote learning, so many parents. Our church is even, they're doing remote religious ed now because of COVID, trying to keep everybody healthy. But then also just what parents do in the normal day of life, how you teach your kids to do things and function in the world. So I thought our parents might be interested. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, so one of the things, it always looks easy when you look at somebody else's job. Like, Mike, when I watch you pushing the buttons, it looks so easy. But if I were over there, it'd be very hard. One of the things that it looks easy that teachers do is to get kids to understand something. But I think it's important that we all realize that no matter what age you're teaching, you're always thinking about the developmental level of the child. And we're thinking about it physically, emotionally, mentally. There are certain things that at certain ages start to develop. And until those have developed, we should not be trying to, teach a kid to drive when they're 8. A car, that is.
Right.
So there's even stages in adulthood, but sometime I'll talk about that. But it's important to keep in mind that each stage of life, starting at birth, has a task which teaches kids how to learn about life, like self-care. Right in the very beginning, the first couple of years, it's potty training, washing your hands, feeding yourself. Then it becomes relationships, authority, the family system, who's related to who and how. And the lessons build on each other. So when our kids are little, we don't want to explain every possibility to them. Wash our hands is the rule. We don't have to explain COVID to a 3-year-old. We could say, yeah, people get sick. We want to wash our hands all the time. That should be a standard. Use the bathroom, wash your hands. Eat before, wash your hands before eating. Otherwise, don't eat yet. Basic rules, without exception, you don't go with strangers. You do what mom and dad say. Stay out of the street. Eat right. And when we think about it, preschoolers only think in absolutes. What is and is not. This is true, this is not true. Good versus bad, right versus wrong. In the elementary years, they're starting some practice with finding out that other families might be similar but different. And that's good because then they can develop a little bit of flexibility and try things out that are not going to hurt them in the long run. But in adolescence, again, there's a big change. The prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that's right behind the forehead, starts to grow rapidly, and the kids can think abstractly, and that's when they discover how smart they can really be. And I'm not saying that with irony. I'm saying being able to think like that is a rush of feeling proud and an adult.
And suddenly they feel like mom and dad aren't as smart as...
I was just going to say that, yeah. It's amazing how much smarter parents become between the ages of their child's age of 15 and 21.
Yeah.
Because, what they don't have is the wisdom yet. And so sometimes we kind of assume that because they can think abstractly, they're going to be wise. Over the years, I have always said, you have to limit what you tell kids or how much you explain to them or how much freedom based on the developmental stage. So a preschooler, it's a yes or no. I mean, you can tell them, it's good for you and some really basic stuff, but you don't want to give them every possibility because it's overwhelming. They don't get it. It's a waste. In the middle school, in the elementary years, you want to be able to give them some options and then talk about it with them, but always limiting them for safety and still not going farther than what, an 8 or 9-year-old needs to know. In high school, in middle school, in high school, we're talking about you have to exercise the wisdom, your wisdom as a parent of being able to predict what could happen if you smoke pot. Smoking pot, the end of the world? Probably not. Probably millions of listeners have tried it at some point or another. But what can happen, and why does our family say no? What can happen if you don't do your work at school or you stay out too late? We need to help them so that they can make decisions that don't compromise the future, that they don't do something that could radically change their future. So always, too much information causes insecurity, puts our kids in dangerous situations. But we can be kind and firm. We don't even have to get mad. We can just say, no, we don't do that. And let's do something else. Always describe behaviors that demonstrate self-respect and self-respect for others and property. And the concept that the world is not ours. It was created for us, but we can't destroy it. When we keep in mind their age and level of development, we can keep our kids safe and make them strong emotionally, more resilient, and equipped to handle adversity and life's challenges. So it's just one of those things that is taught to teachers, but, you know, it's not in every curriculum for life.
It's very good advice. If you missed any of today's show, want to hear it again, want to hear some old shows, you can find this and all of the audio cuts at safeharboril.com. As that's all the time we have on today's show. It's called Your Life Matters. It's every week at the same time with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.